This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Venture. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and Joys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She comes along, three ball, good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness, 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And thank you so much, Ashley Scott, a senior at Rushi, leading us into this webcast tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. We are at Fort Loramie for the second game of this week. Two nights ago, Fort Loramie defeated New Bremen right here, 56-17. We've got Fort Loramie and Rushi this evening in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie 11-0 on the year, 6-0 in the SCAL. Rushi 5-5, having lost four straight, now 3-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. First time around in November, Rushi played Fort Loramie very well at the Rushi Gym. The Raiders were beaten 51-35. That game was tight for 2.5 quarters. Rushi did a very good defensive job on Dana Rose of Fort Loramie and put the clamps on her, Chuck. 3 points is all she got. Dana didn't play well in the first half against New Bremen on Tuesday. In fact, most of the Redskins did not, but they were charged up second half, roared against the Cardinals the final two quarters, pulled away, won big. Rushi's got to play better than it did against Fort Loramie the first time because Fort Loramie's a lot better than the Redskins were back in November.
Well, New Bremen turned the ball over 35 times against the pressure of Fort Loramie. If Rushi does that tonight or anything close to that,
right,
we're going to have the same result as we had Tuesday night. They've got to handle the basketball. They've got to handle the pressure. And if you can't get shots, if you're not getting shots off, you're not going to win basketball games.
Right. This Rushi girls schedule, Chuck, over the last four games is like playing men's basketball in the Big Ten. Listen to this. Anna, Rushi lost 40-37. Tri-Village, Rushi lost 62-45. At Botkins, a game Mike Wick and I covered, Botkins a winner 34-30. This past Saturday, Rushi gave a very good account of itself. Lost by six at Minster, 61-55. Four stout opponents. Rushi played three of them. Very, very close. The Raiders are due for a breakout game. They need a double-digit performance. They haven't gotten them very often this year from individuals. Ashley Scott, pumped home 14 against Minster this past weekend. Kate Sherman, Ella Haney, defended Fort Loramie extremely well in that first meeting. They've got to repeat down in the paint that kind of D here tonight.
Well, yeah, I thought Tuesday night, you know, you talked about Dana Rose not having a real good basketball game offensively.
She didn't look to score. I mean, she's right. such an outstanding offensive player.
Yep.
If I had her ability and I was still playing the game, they used to call me the black hole. If it came into me, it wasn't coming back out. She needs to think score, score, score.
Well, this Fort Loramie team is coming off a huge win right after Christmas against Canton Glen Oak, 61-35 up at Canton. That club is ranked sixth in the state in girls D1.
Yeah, I know.
Fort Loramie, second in the state in girls D4, only second. Sydney Daily News and I conferred on Monday and said, well, they could be, should be, rest assured will be, number one in the state when the rankings come out on Tuesday. They were not.
Well, you want to be number one at the end of March.
Right.
And if you are, then that's what counts. Put that big trophy in your case.
This Rushi team has gotten consistent scoring from several young ladies, just simply have not gotten that 12, 13, 14-point game the Raiders need to get them over the hump offensively. Tonight, no doubt about it, Rushi's got to score 45 to be in this contest.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe even 50. 35 is what Rushi scored the first time around. They won't get it done this evening.
They're going to need to make some threes tonight to stay in the game.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulte in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality components for Fort Loramie tonight, that winning combination is a style that's beaten 11 straight opponents. Defend tightly at midcourt, force turnovers, score in transition, and continue to develop and improve those key building components at guard. We know what Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose can do. They score about 26 points a game between them. Fort Loramie's key building components tonight, quickness and tenacious defense. For Rushi, the primary building blocks this evening perform a lot like the Raiders did against Fort Loramie the first time around on November 24th. Rushi is athletic, as we just noted. They've got to score probably 50 to be right in the game. Kate Sherman, Ella Haney, they've got to produce probably 18, 20 points between them, a dozen, 14 rebounds between them. And those two young ladies cannot let Rose and Holscher go crazy on the inside. All right. Depth, shooting efficiency, key building components for both teams here tonight. Fort Loramie perhaps a little deeper, although head coach Andy Timmerman in his fifth year for Rushi plays a lot of young ladies, as of course does head coach Carla Siegel in year 20 at Fort Loramie. The finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company. Speaking of building components for these two teams, visit the showroom at Francis Schulte on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Chuck, is right across the street from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Your favorite hardware store, right?
I've been there more than once, that's for sure. When I get desperate, I come into Jackson Center and I need something, that's where I go.
Hey, we say hello to the Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness Center, formerly called the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike. We thank Allison Haas at the Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Local delivery, by the way, to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged for your convenience by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. That's the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Monday to Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 1. Chuck, let's take a look at the Shelby County Athletic League girls standings. Fort Loramie on top, 6-0, Anna 4-1, and those two teams I just mentioned collide again next Thursday right here at Fort Loramie. Botkins is 4-2, hosting Jackson Center tonight, by the way. Rushi is 3-3, Houston 2-4, at Fairlawn and Jackson Center, 0-4, 0-5, respectively. Botkins has a date later at Rushi. Rushi was beaten by 3 by Anna at the Raiders gym in the last few seconds. So Rushi's got to go to Anna. So Anna, Botkins, Rushi, still all 3 in play for second in the Shelby County League.
Yeah, I mean, Anna would tell you that they're in play for first place because they still have 1 game back and they get to play them again.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and they played them well. They zoned them, and it took Laramie quite a while to get the hang of attacking that zone. I'm really kind of surprised that I haven't seen other teams zone them. I thought New Bremen might. New Bremen came out and played man-to-man for the first half, played pretty well. And the second half, I think they had a come-to-Jesus meeting in the locker room because, boy, it looked like a totally different team in the second half.
Well, speaking of zone defense, I wandered by the Anna High School gym last night to talk to Nate Barhorst. He was practicing his Anna boys in the auxiliary gym. Anna boys do not play Friday, so I interviewed Nate in advance of the Jackson Center Botkins game and got his impressions of both clubs having been beaten by each. Then I wandered over to the big gym, and I saw Coach Jeff Maurer conducting practice for the Anna girls. And guess what they were working on for about 45 minutes? Zone defense.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of an equalizer. A lot of girls don't really like to play it. You've got a tendency to stand against the zone and pass the ball on the perimeter and take that first shot instead of working the ball and trying to get better shots.
Right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. I spent some time yesterday afternoon with Chris Geise at Dickman. Chatted with him for about 25, 30 minutes or so. Everything going well at Dickman, and we appreciate the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply sponsorship here on scoresbroadcast.com. It was noted just recently in the Sydney Daily News. 10.5 years now, Dickman has been on with us here on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten launched had it not been for LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks so much to all the staff and associates at LaCal, plus, of course, Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Secure, calm, and Minster, S-E-C-U-R. Secure, calm, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. In fact, with Bryant Billing and Ken Barhorst at the helm, the last, 4 decades, including the work done by Ken Barhorst, the award-winning sports page in the Sydney Daily News. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, as always, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs, TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Plus, custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Chuck, we're 2 days away from Saturday night. That means Brookins Marinated Pork Chop Special. Drop in, tell Carl Arns you heard about Brookins here on scoresbroadcast.com. luncheon specials all week long. The broasted chicken is fantastic. Meaty and cheesy pizza, a variety of savory sandwiches, plus that marinated pork chop special on Saturday nights. Get there by 5 or you will miss out.
It's such a good atmosphere, too. Carl runs a really nice situation there.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a member of
a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster. Thanks so much to Wygant. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, WygantDevelopment.com. We're back in a moment with our starting lineups and the tip to start tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Rushi on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. And we say hello to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We'll keep you moving forward at Pinnacle. Plus, these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Thank you very much, Francis Schulte, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn. Don't forget tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, 7:30 tip approximately, maybe a few minutes ahead of that, airtime about 7. Bodkins boys entertain Jackson Center. Bodkins 5-0 in the Shelby County League, 9-0 overall, having won 9 straight, of course. At Jackson Center, 8-2 overall, 4-2 in the Shelby County League. Tigers have won all 8 in a row after losing the first 2, Chuck.
Well, they started out tough. I mean, they started out Bodkins and Fort Loramie, and that's a tough start for any team. But they have Reichert in the middle, and he is the player of the year already. But they have really developed players around them, and Bodkins is just 8 or 9 deep, and they can all shoot it. They can all play, and I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I'm excited.
Will Jackson Center push it like it did the first time against Bodkins? That's been Jackson Center's MO, so to speak, this year.
Well, they are different. I was talking to Brian Albers before, and he was talking about Jackson and how they're just not playing the defense that they've played in the past, but their offense has really picked up.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, sometimes you just don't have that on-ball defender, and that's what they kind of lack this year. But I think they're going to have to score. They're not going to hold Bodkins down.
No.
I think they're going to have to score in the 60s to win the game.
That game was in the low 50s, about even, very late in the third quarter when they played the first time.
Right.
Then Bodkins pulled away.
Yeah, they then Botkins shot threes very well, and they did an outstanding job defending Riker. We'll see how that goes this time.
And Botkins has got the bulk, the height to do that.
They played him strong one-on-one, and then and tried to force him away from where he wanted to catch it, and if he did catch it down in the lane, there was a two and three people around him. That's where I think Jackson's gotten better, because now they have some kids that will say thank you, and he can get the ball back out to them, and they can score where they didn't score a lot the first time.
Oh, yeah. Jackson Center's got four players around Riker, all of whom can score 10 to 15 points a game.
Yep.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's girls' tilt between Fort Loramie and Rushi. For the Redskins, Caitlin Gasson, 5'3", senior guard. Corinne Heitkamp joins her, 5'6", senior. Also in the opening five, wing player Jaden Putoff, a 5'10" senior. Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose, both seniors. Holscher 6 feet, Rose 6'1", both averaging 12.5 to 13 points a game. Opening tip, won by Fort Loramie, which fumbled it away. Now Rushi's got it, and Rushi is covered up in backcourt being harassed, and the Raiders cannot get it to the timeline.
Oh, that's the first 10-second call I've seen all year.
And it happened in the first 18 seconds of the game. When was the last time you saw that?
Yeah.
So a turnover each way. Very good defense by Rushi, followed up by excellent defense by Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders starting five. Kendall Monin, 5'5", senior guard. Kate Sherman in the middle, 6 foot sophomore. Cece Borchers, 5'8", soft in a wing. Ella Haney inside, 5'11", junior. Here's Dana Rose going to work for Fort Loramie, trying to be a little more assertive than she was on Tuesday night. Missed the shot, then knocked down the Rushi rebounder in an attempt to snare her own board, and foul on Rose. Rushi ball, nothing, 7:15 to go, first quarter.
Well, that was nice to see Dana be aggressive offensively on the first time she touched it.
And the fifth starter for Rushi is Reese Gubo, 5'6", sophomore guard. In fact, she's got it, zipping her way down the right side of the floor. Rushi gets it out of trouble, on top to Kendall Monin. She looked for a teammate to pass it to before she received the ball, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, that's the thing, is that Fort Loramie makes you play faster than you want to play.
Sherman, 9 a game. Borchers, almost 9 a game. Ashley Scott, 8 a game. Ashley had 14 against Minster on Saturday. And this club, Rushi, has gotten excellent performances off the bench this year from Sophie Francis and Simone Putoff, 5'10 and 5'7 respectively. Nothing score, 90 seconds gone. Rushi with excellent defense. Here's a pass by Corinne Heitkamp across the bottom of the key to Dana Rose, who catches and scores from 6 feet away.
Boy, yeah, I don't know who's defending her, but you can't lose her like that.
That was a superb assist.
Good look.
Yep, by Corinne Heitkamp. Here's Gasson with a theft at midcourt. Took it from Gubo, dashes down, left hand, and lays it through. 4-0, Fort Loramie. Well, we had 90 seconds of nothing, then Fort Loramie gets two hoops in the span of 10 ticks. Sherman out high with the ball to Haney for Rushi, into the middle to Sherman. Low on the right to teammate Kendall Monin at 5'5". She's got to get rid of it. Haney below the foul line. 12-footer, bouncing once, twice, tipped out by Rushi. 5:48 to go in the first, 4-0 Redskins. And already, Chuck, Fort Loramie more intensity in the first couple minutes than it displayed early against New Bremen on Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't think you need to talk about the Fort Loramie and Rushi. They're going to be intense.
Right, exactly. Heck of a rivalry. Love to see these two clubs play, boys and girls both. A missed three by Putoff from the left corner. Loose ball rebound taken away by Rushi. Raiders have the ball outside the arc, lob it down inside for Sherman, a little bit too far. Cece Borchers tried to reach her with a lob pass. It was no good, out of bounds.
They've only gotten one shot off here in the first 3 minutes of the game.
Yep, that was one of our key building components for Rushi. Get the ball comfortably up the floor into the half-court offense, get a high percentage of good looks, hit well tonight, score close to 50. But so far, as Chuck noted, Too many miscues in the first 3 minutes. Not enough looks at the basket for Rushi. 4-0 Fort Loramie. 25 feet away on the left, it was Colleen Brandewee with the ball for the Redskins. 5'7" junior. Maddie Kenzie Holscher, 25 feet away. Behind the back on the dribble, twirling into the lane. Back to Brandewee at the elbow on the left. Barely caught the edge of the iron. Loose ball rebound picked off by Fort Loramie, which restarts the attack. Gasson head of the key. Right corner jump shot, Corinne Heitkamp. Strong. Oh, look at that. Wow. Weak side board by Putoff. Missed it. Strong rebound by Sherman of Rushi. Well done by Kate. Lead out down the floor to a teammate. It's Simone Putoff in the lane who's on the floor. 5'7" sophomore. Jumping and shooting outside the arc on the left. Reese Gubo. Not good. Rebound smacked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 4:20 left in the first. 4-0 Fort Loramie. Love the hustle these two clubs are displaying, Chuck.
No, they're both so well coached.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, even though Rushi's struggling, they're still doing the right things. It's just that Fort Loramie plays that good a defense.
Now, Rushi girls 5-5, having played a gauntlet of four really challenging opponents in a row. And Rushi was in three of those four games. Ball fumbled away by Rushi, picked off by Fort Loramie, quickly down the floor. Clara Gebhardt on the court now, catches at the foul line, loops it back out to Gasson, who sets the attack. Gebhardt, a 5'10 senior. Ball thrown down low on the right, in a crowd is Holscher, below the backboard. Baseline left to Kara Meyer, who's checked in. Throws it on the arc with a jump shooter, and a long one is pumped in there. Clara Gebhardt. A long two, she straddled the arc. She's had a couple good games in a row. She's played fine this year coming off the bench as a senior for Fort Loramie. And after a misplay by Rushi at midcourt, Fort Loramie attacks again, and it's deflected out by Rushi.
I think Claire was felt dissed that I didn't give her the player of the game on Tuesday, so she's going to come out and shoot the ball well again. She had a nice game.
Yeah, she did. I was rooting for her.
I know you were.
She was our LaCalle equipment halftime performer.
You didn't give me enough cash. I need a little more cash.
3:25 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie 6, Rushi nothing. A defensive standoff so far. Dana Rose with the ball out high. Catching momentarily is Gebhardt, 20 feet away, outside the arc on the left. It is Colleen Brandewee, who sprints into the top of the circle, leaves it for Gasson. Well, Rushi's defense is stifling. Right corner, Dana Rose tries to peer in over Haney. Good defense by Ella. Rose pulls up at the foul line. Gives it up on the play to Gebhardt.
Good hedge.
Yep, she's thwarted out high. You're right, Chuck. Excellent hedge. Fort Loramie, open jump shooter, foul line. Off the back iron by Kara Meyer. Rebound below the rim by Dana Rose. And a lot of congestion. Two-shot foul coming here for Dana.
Well, you look at the fact that Loramie's got 4 offensive rebounds and Rushi's got 6 turnovers. That's 10 possessions right there.
Yep. Dana Rose, 2 shots at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Good. 7-0 Redskins. 2:41 to go in the first. Second shot here by Dana. Yes again. 8-0 Skins. Raiders in backcourt. It is Sophie Francis at the timeline. She picks up her dribble. She's in backcourt still. Needs help. Head coach Timmerman gets a timeout to salvage that possession. 2.5 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie 8, Rushi nothing. Girls hoops on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSInc.com.
Again tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center at Botkins. Boys action tip at 7:30. Saturday night, Chuck, Minster hosts the Fort Loramie boys, who have won four straight years against Minster, all in overtime.
Yeah, that's always a fun game.
That is crazy. And 5 years ago, Minster beat Fort Loramie boys by 16. So in the last 5 years, despite going 1-4, Minster has outscored Fort Loramie by 6.
I'll take the 4-1 and be outscored myself.
Right. Rushi inbounding far corner. Thrown on top to Scott. Punched up in the air by Meyer. Loose ball, fumbled sideline. Touch last by Rushi. Tough break there.
Well, this is what we were afraid of as far as that ball handling for Rushi. It's not them. It's just this is how good Loramie plays defense.
Is Fort Loramie so tenacious, so feisty. Just ask Findlay Liberty Benton, ranked 6th in the state in D3. Came in here a couple Saturdays ago, averaging 73 a game and had 10 minutes into the contest.
I know.
Wound up scoring 20. 53 below their per-game average. Fort Loramie has just turned it over. Rushi possession, one team foul each way. Minute 58 to go in the first. 8-0 Redskins. Straight away with the ball, Sophie Francis for Rushi outside the arc on the right to Scott. Fort Loramie's defense picking up high, forcing the Raiders well out on the court. Deep left corner, Francis. Down low on the left to Scott, maneuvers in the lane, muscles up a 7-footer, a Redskin defender got a mitt on the ball, which is eventually touched by Rushi and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that was Carol Meyer. That's a nice defensive play.
I'm telling you what, Chuck, high-octane defense is really drilled into these Redskins girls.
Well, they defend on ball so well, but I've never seen every year their rotation in their defense is almost absolutely perfect.
Yeah, every single season, every game. Here's a drive of Jaden Putoff of Fort Loramie. Oh, she meets stout defense by Rushi low on the right. Shot is missed. Rebound Raiders. Haney catches from Scott. Turnaround Jay by Haney off to the right. Maybe that was a pass for Sherman.
I think it was a foul is what it was.
Fort Loramie got away with a hack job there. Redskins attack down inside to Holscher. Here comes the double team. She misfires from 6. Strong rebound, Rushi. Boy, Raiders defense is very good. Rushi to midcourt. Chest pass to Scott. Lob down into Sherman. And it's raked away from behind, but put off. Another steal by Fort Loramie. 8-0 Redskins. 40 seconds to go first quarter. Holscher foul line. Drives on Haney to the rack. Good. Kenzie Holscher does it.
That was strong.
10-0 Fort Loramie. Half minute to go first quarter. Timeline Francis Ferrucci. Here comes the double team. Outside the arc on the left. Then a throw to the post to Haney, broken up by Fort Loramie and stolen. Long heave down the floor to Holscher. We got a scrum forward in the corner. Touch last by Fort Loramie. Credit Rushi's defense.
They're going to call a foul on Holscher. I think that was probably a good call.
Yeah, it was.
She dove onto the player to they tried to tie the ball up.
Yep, exactly. 10-0 Fort Loramie. 17 ticks on the clock. Late first quarter. Haney backcourt for Rushi to Gubo. Raiders yet to score in the quarter. Credit Fort Loramie's defense. It has been magnificent. Ball skipped to the left. Back to Gubo. High right. Three-pointer off the back iron. Rebound Sherman. Baseline right with a second to go. Missed it from 10 feet. And the first half closes. Rushi fans not pleased. There was clearly a foul on Fort Loramie before the buzzer.
Yep.
It was not called.
No doubt.
We played one here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 10, Raiders nothing on scores. Broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Virginia, This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Fort Loramie High School. 10-0 Redskins over the Raiders. 4 seconds from starting the second quarter. Say you can receive a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill. You can receive it free, I must emphasize, when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. That's right. What a deal. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles. Save up to 50% on cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. 18 months, same as cash. Financing available. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center. Action underway, second quarter. No scoring, no shots. Foul called. 15 seconds in.
They called a help ball, and I'll tell you what, these three are going to let them play. That's obvious. Both teams are banging the other ones inside.
Here is Rushi attacking four court right, ball on the deck. And digging it out is Scott for Rushi. A jump result. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Tell you what, Chuck, all 10 on the floor should adopt some knee pads. And we need 20 of them right now.
Speaking of 10, that was the 10th turnover for the Raiders.
We need 10 sets of knee pads because I tell you what, there may not be much skin left on these kneecaps before this night is out. Here's Fort Loramie, far right side of the floor. Passing foul line extended left to the jump shooter, Gebhardt. It bounces around and comes off. Rebound down to Rushi. 50 seconds into quarter number two. 10-0 Fort Loramie. 25 feet away on the right. It's C.C. Borcher's bad pass picked off by Fort Loramie. Here comes Gasson. Hits the trailer. Brandewee launches a three. Swish! She's got it. Oh, it was a two.
She had 1 foot on the line, it looked like.
Two-pointer shoestring dangling over the line. And we've got a kick at midcourt by Fort Loramie. Rushi will throw in. 12-0 Redskins. 6:48 to go, first half.
Where they come trap you, and you think, okay, somebody's got to be open, and the rotation is perfect.
Here is Rushi, midcourt, Gubo behind the back on the dribble, outside the arc on the right to Borchers. Foul line to Haney. Wants to go high-low with teammate Simone Putoff. Can't do it. Now gives it up low on the left. We got a scrum for a loose ball. It is a jump. Rushi keeps it. 6.5 to go in the second. 12-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins 11-0, ranked number 2 in the state in girls division 4 in the opening poll of 2021. Ashley Scott lobbing in, head of the key, Gubo. Gubo on the bounce, flips it to Scott. Back to Reese straight away, being hounded by Caitlin Gasson. Ball flipped 25 feet away to C.C. Borchers, and it's raked out of her hands by Fort Loramie. 2-on-2. Holscher dropped it in the lane, fed it to a teammate in the corner, on the arc to Gasson, off to the right on the shot. Rebound to Scott of Rushi. Out in front to Borchers. Driving, shooting, missed it, no good, and it's ruled an offensive foul. And I tell you what, that's a bad one.
Wow.
Defensive player was gliding left to right. That was a foul on Fort Loramie, and it goes against Rushi. Mistaken call, clearly.
Even the coach's shadows down there smiling. He knows. They know.
5:58 to go, quarter number two. Fort Loramie possession. Raiders up 12-0. Ball thrown down the left side to Colleen Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Goes to the foul line, nearly dragged her foot, gave it up to Rose in the right corner, drives on Haney, she's doubled. Real good defense by Rushi. Dana Rose is tied up, and at 4.9 on the 5-second count, Carla Siegel gets a timeout. 5:39 to go till halftime, 12-0 Fort Loramie on scores, broadcast.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months, same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster, the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Southeast side of Minster, Stonegate is adjacent to Paris Street Park and within walking distance from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate. No sub for experience. We continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer, at Wygant. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. Wygant Real Estate Development. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. WEIGANDTDevelopment.com. Under five to play here in the second. We are stuck at 12-0 Fort Loramie, which has played superb defense. So is Rushi. Foul line extended left. Kenzie Holscher a little crooked on the jump shot. Tie up on the rebound. And the arrow says Fort Loramie keeps it.
So Rushi got a good look at a three that last time down. That's the first real good look they've had. It's just offline.
Tell you what, Chuck. Head coach Andy Timmerman has got his club fired up for this game. Despite being unable to score, it's not hindering Rushi's defense one bit.
No, their defense is playing outstanding.
Ball lobbed into the top of the circle to put off. Open jumper, three, off to the right. Saved inbounds by Fort Loramie, but right to a Rushi player in backcourt. Raiders have got it. 60 feet away, it's Kendall Monin. Flipped it ahead to Reese Gubo. Back to Kendall, who streaks into the corner. A walk is called.
Yeah, she caught it, and she was looking for a defender. Wasn't there, but she didn't put the ball on the floor.
I've been trying to keep all of these young ladies for Rushi straight. Maya Monin and on the JVs and Kendall on the varsity are sisters. Caitlin, unrelated. Ashley Scott, Carly Scott, Maya Monin, Kendall Monin, they're all cousins.
Like
Rushi's, the whole town's related.
Well, yeah, you've never seen the Rushi team. It didn't have at least one Monin on there.
Right.
Usually some Cordoniers, too. I don't see a Cordonier.
A Monin or a Monyer?
Borchers.
Here's a baseline jumper by Fort Loramie. Put up there short on the play by Corinne Heitkamp. Rebound down to Rushi. 3:50 left, opening half. 12-0 Fort Loramie. Here is Rushi throwing into the post. Telegraph for Sherman. Swiped by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins blazing a trail down the court. It's Gasson. Gasson goes underneath. Ball is stripped on the play by Rushi.
Well, one thing about it, as a coach, you tell your kids, if they're not going to call anything, you better be strong and get back and play defense.
Right. Gasson below the rim. Triggers. Low on the left for Holscher. And it's busted up on the play by Rushi. Good defense by the Raiders. And that was Simone Putoff, I think. No, Sophie Francis almost made the intercept. She prevented the deuce below the rim. Fort Loramie throws it back in once more. Here is Corinne Heitkamp on the arc, down inside to Kenzie Holscher. A second pass to Dana Rose, out of bounds.
She had a six-footer, and she tried to throw a two-foot pass to Rose in traffic. Shoot the ball.
Spot on.
Shoot the ball.
3:20 left, second quarter, 12-0 Fort Loramie. What was the score at the end of the first quarter, Chuck?
It was 10-0.
My goodness, 2 points in 5 minutes in the second quarter. Baseline drive, Rushi, no good. Missed on the play by Sophie Francis. Stick back Sherman, no. Fort Loramie's got it. Rose in a run out.
Wow.
Down the floor, 60 feet with the left hand, and good.
That was athletic.
14-0 Fort Loramie, 2:54 to go in the second quarter. Here's Rushi with the ball 30 feet away and a shove. Amazingly, as physical as this game has been, as tightly played it's been defensively, what, only five fouls?
Because they're not calling fouls. There's been 15 fouls. There have been five fouls called.
Here is Rushi in backcourt. It's Reese Gubo. Raiders still looking for their first points of the half. High, low, lobbed in for Sherman. Misfired, picked off by Brandewee. Then she throws it 70 feet, and it sails out of bounds. One turnover deserves another.
That was a good look. I mean, they had Holscher out there, but that would have been a tough catch and a tough job of gathering herself and shooting that one.
Yep. 14-0 Fort Loramie. 2:37 to go here in the second quarter. You heard me right. 14-0 Redskins. Rushi with the ball in the arc. It's Sophie Francis dribbling, high right to Haney. They want to go to Sherman. She's being jostled by Dana Rose in the post. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ella Haney. Fires it down inside to Sherman. And she's bumped by Rose. It's called. Common. Out of bounds to Rushi, left of the rim.
That'll be two on Dana.
We're down to 2:15 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie, a couple touchdowns, two extra points. Rushi yet to get the ball into the end zone. 14-0 Redskins. Sophie Francis looks for a teammate. She dribbles at the elbow on the left, lost it, got it back. Here comes the double team in the corner. Oh, they find the open player, Sherman. She catches and lays it in. Well done, Marushi. The triple team meant somebody had to be open, and they did collect themselves well enough, did the Raiders, to search out Sherman, who got the ball low on the right for the banker, and then Fort Loramie hastily went down the floor and made a mistake. Floor error, ball right back to Rushi. So with a minute 52 left in the first half, the Raiders are on the board. 14-2 Redskins. Sophie Francis behind the back on the dribble against Kara Meyer of Fort Loramie. High right, C.C. Borchers to the post for Sherman, and it's busted up by Holscher. Loose ball to put off of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Meyer. Kara Meyer with the ball 25 feet away. Minute 26 to go in the first half. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Again, dynamite D from Rushi. Fort Loramie forced way out on the floor. Nothing open. Here's Riley Heitkamp with the ball. Riley 25 feet away, 5'4 junior, goes into the corner to Putoff. Baseline right drive, up and in. Jaden Putoff nets two.
Yeah, that was Riley Heitkamp getting the ball into the lane and making the defense get to her, and that's why they had her open.
Well-earned bucket. Nice teamwork by Haney of Rushi down inside to the cutter, sneaking in along the baseline. C.C. Borchers shot no good, foul Fort Loramie. A couple of free throws here for Borchers. Interestingly now, Holscher and Rose have two fouls each for Fort Loramie, which is in front 16-2, 43 seconds to go, second quarter. Free throw by Borchers, got it. Second shot here for CC.
For some of the butchers that they have not called tonight, that was kind of a ticky-tack foul on that, on the Holscher on that one.
Yeah, I'd agree. Free throw number two, Borchers, a little heavy. Rebound popped up in the air, pinballed around, and Fort Loramie slaps down and fouls. Is it in the act of shooting? I think so.
Ella Haney has a heck of a rebound. She did a good job of moving to the ball. Nobody put a body on her.
Ella's 5'11", plays like she's 6'1". She's got good hops, length in those arms and legs of hers. Free throw is good. She was nailed in the act of shooting, awarded 2. 16-4, Fort Loramie. Ella again missed it. It bounces into the hands of Clara Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Long lob up the floor to Gasson. Gasson to the post to Gebhardt. Swung far side, then back on top to Gasson. Gasson gives it up, gets it back, goes foul line. Pass low on the left to Gebhardt. Gebhardt to Gasson straight away. Right wing Colleen Brandewee, 18 seconds to go, first half. Near side put off. Thought about shooting, didn't, and then threw it away. Picked off by Rushi. 11 to go, first half. High dribble down the right side by Borchers of Rushi. Jump ball is called. Fort Loramie possession. 7.5 to go in the first half. 16-4, Fort Loramie. We had a, what, Chuck, 18-11 first half on Tuesday? I think I'm right.
Yes.
16-4 here tonight.
And 20-2 in the third quarter, so that's what Rucci's going to have to. Yeah. Well, they had the arrow wrong, I guess.
And now the officials reconfer. Raiders possession, 7.5 to go second quarter. Haney looks, lobs it left to the lane for Sherman. Tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. No, Sherman gets a piece of it in the end.
Right at the end, he swatted at it.
6.7 to go here in the second. 16-4, Fort Loramie, which knocked in 38 points in the second half on Tuesday night against New Bremen. And you're right, Rushi's got to beware of a second half bust out. Here's Gasson with the ball. 3 to play. She's in the right corner. Goes baseline. Below the backboard. And stepped on the stripe. Out of bounds. Hit the boundary. 3/10 of a second left. And Rushi inbounds it. That's it. The first half is in the books. The game marked by superb defensive play. Great hustle by both girls' teams from Fort Loramie and Rushi. 16-4 Redskins after two quarters. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center
our students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And this is WMVR TAM 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. About 6.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, Fort Loramie 16, Rushi 4. Our halftime report presented by American Architectural Glass. In Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. Thank you very much, Chuck. Let's take a look at the numbers. Only 20 points total in the first two periods.
Yeah, it was not a great offensive effort by either team, but it was an outstanding defensive effort by both teams. So sometimes that happens. Rebounding advantages to the Raiders, 13-11. Loramie has the 5-4 offensive rebound advantage. The Raiders turned the ball over 18 times in the first half. Loramie turned it over 9 times. That's kind of unlike them. 2-for-2 from the free throw line for the Redskins. 2-of-4 for the Raiders. Individual scoring for Rushi. Kate Sherman had the only basket. She had 2. Borchers 1-of-2 from the free throw line for a point. Ella Haney 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 1 point. 0-and-4 is their scoring in the first half. Fort Loramie was led by Dana Rose with 6. And then they had Brandewee with 2. Gasson with 2. Holscher with 2. Putoff with 2. Gephardt with 2. They scored 10 and 6, and they lead this 16-4 at the half.
That is our halftime report, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 16-4 Redskins over the Rushi Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park Street. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one with you. He develops a truly customized treatment plan, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries.
And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. All major commercial insurances accepted at Pinnacle, including Anthem, Medicare, workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. That's Pinnacle, P-I-N-N-A-C-L-E, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy helps you move forward. Our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 15 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Chuck, did you know that this month is the start to calendar year 15?
Yeah,
for Scores Broadcast.
Oh, I just think of all of our sponsors. It's just so amazing because there is no one listening that's going to go out and buy the equipment that they sell. They're doing it for their love of the community and their love of kids.
Well, you've hit the nail right on the head for LaCal Equipment, which manufactures, distributes quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. LaCal's not going to sell a whole bunch more widgets because of its participation here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Yep.
But to thank you, LaCal, so much. Founding sponsor tonight, highlighting a couple of fine players for each club. For Rushi, Caitlin Monin, a senior, 4.0 GPA, a daughter of Brad and Amy, active in leadership team at both church and school, NHS, student council, yearbook. She liked to go to Bowling Green and study speech pathology for Fort Loramie. 5'9" Paige Eilerman, senior, 3.75 GPA, daughter of Brian and Carrie. Volleyball player, active at church, Spanish club, history club, at Bowling Green as well, and probably the School of Business. Paige, by the way, has three younger brothers, Logan Eilerman, Carter Eilerman, Tanner Eilerman. Logan, outstanding wide receiver for Spencer Wells.
Yeah, boy.
On the football team.
Yeah, boy, he's a heck of a football player.
And he now plays for Corey Britton, of course, on the hoop squad. Here is Fort Loramie with possession as we start the third quarter. Redskins lead 16-4 over Rushi. And a drive and a foul. Dana Rose took it in from the left flank. And she was clamped on the left arm. Two free throws, Dana. The first is way off.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good stroke right there.
Could tell it when it left your hand. 16-4, Fort Loramie up 12. It took Rushi, about 10 minutes to score a point, I think. 2 minutes into the first period. I think that's right.
Oh, it might have been longer than that.
Might have been longer than that. I'll check my notes. Second free throw, it's missed as well. Rushi down with a rebound. Scrum for a loose ball in the half court. Arrow will enable the Raiders to keep it because Rushi had the ball initially to start the second half. Possession, baseline right. Raiders inbounding. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie right away. 7.5 to go in the third. 16-4 Fort Loramie. Ball rolled into the corner, so it will be played in from side court about 5 feet up off the baseline. It is Kendall Monin throwing, intercepted by putoff of Fort Loramie. Down to Holscher. She blazes a trail in the lane. Little bunny hop. Travel was not noticed by the official. Shot eventually blocked. Out of bounds off Rushi.
She and Dana at times, shooting is the secondary in their mind. And,
right.
And as good as scorers as they are, they need to put it up every time they get in the lane.
Exactly. Here's Jaden Putoff catching in the paint. Banked it. No good. Rolled off. And a white shirt, a blue shirt hit the deck. It's an arrow favoring Fort Loramie. Redskins in the home white, red numerals outlined in black. Fort above the numbers, Loramie below. Rushi's got that flashy blue and gold. Blue from top to bottom. Rushi gold numerals trimmed in white. Fort Loramie attacking, a minute gone in the third. Pass to the far side of the floor. Knocked out of bounds by Borchers of the Raiders. Trying again, put off for Fort Loramie. Oh, finds Holscher open, got a screen backside, peeled off of it, caught it, laid it through. That's a patented Fort Loramie play.
Yeah, that's a patented play, period. You set that back screen away from the basket on the side out of bounds, and you better have some help.
18-4, Fort Loramie. Here's Kendall Minan down the right side, throws inside to Haney. Six-foot banker, boom, she hits it. Well done, Ella Haney. Nice-looking shot by Ella, posted up strong. Fort Loramie back in a hurry, and the Redskins roll the ball into the corner, side court, out of bounds to Rushi. Head coach Carlos Siegel says, what's up with that?
I don't seem not happy with this performance, that's for sure.
12-point lead Fort Loramie, 6:29 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie coming off a resounding triumph on December 28th up at Canton Glen Oak. Beat the D1 Eagles, 61-35. Steele, Holscher, top of the circle, and then Kenzie blitzes the rest of the way and drives and scores. Nearly an over and back by Rushi. The Raiders go beyond the timeline. Ella Haney tracks it down, and then a pass up ahead sails into the corner out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 20-6 Redskins, 6 minutes to go in the third. The real challenge, Chuck, attacking Fort Loramie's defense is how in the world to get the offense comfortably underway within, what, 20 feet of the basket.
Yeah, well, you don't, because they almost get a hand on every pass you throw.
Right. Put off cross court to Corinne Heitkamp. Jumper behind the arc, short, no good. Rebound put off for Fort Loramie. On top to Gasson. Outside the arc on the right to Heitkamp, a resets. 5.5 to go, third quarter. 20-6 Fort Loramie. Dana Rose, head of the key. Wants to go down inside, can't. Goes to Brandewee. Oh, back cutting is Dana Rose off a screen. Caught it and scored.
Well, obviously they talked at halftime about how they're overplaying everything on the wings. And now they're going back door on them.
Uh-huh. Sherman, low post right for Rushi. 7-footer short, rebound Fort Loramie, foul Raiders. Interior defense has been highly physical. Rushi with 6 points, what, two field goals, Chuck, for the night?
Two field goals, two free throws.
One bucket by Sherman, one by Haney, is that correct? Am I right on?
Yes.
3 minutes played, third quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball. It's put off. Top of the circle. Oh, there's an overplay out high and a back cutter again. Catching, scoring, Colleen Brandewee. Beautifully done. Nicely executed by the Redskins, who lead it 24-6. Midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie at Fort Loramie. Redskins 24, Raiders 6 girls basketball on this Thursday night. 4:40 left to go here in the third. We've got eight players in backcourt. Rushi is stymied getting it up. They do race it down the left side. Finally meeting resistance as C.C. Borchers gets it away to a teammate, Ashley Scott. Then it's lobbed to Simone Putoff. Out high to Reese Gubo. She dribbles to the left corner, sets the attack. On top to C.C. Borchers. Bounce pass around. A Fort Loramie player goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that full court pressure that time, Rushi didn't beat it. They survived it, and then they turned it over in the half court.
Caitlin Bonin enters the game for C.C. Borchers.
Tell you what, you have got to be what's the right word when you play Fort Loramie? You got to have amazing endurance.
Well, you,
and persistence.
You have to understand that there's not going to be a time where you can relax because they're defending you every second you have the basketball.
Got to be on your toes every split second. Sherman, an ear steal for Rushi at midcourt.
And I will say this, I think Kenzie Holscher, if there's a better defender in girls Division IV basketball, I want to see her.
I'd agree. She is marvelous defensively, no question about it. And she and Dana, as you suggested a few minutes ago, need to look to shoot maybe a little more often.
Yep, they're too unselfish.
24-6 Fort Loramie. Redskins work the ball around the top of the circle. 3:50 left in the third. Here's a baseline drive by Gebhardt. Pulls up, 10-footer. A little strong rebound down to Rushi. Here comes Ashley Scott on the bounce. Ashley to Gubo. Gubo with a heel momentarily on the Redskin logo. Left side pass to a teammate. Throws top of the circle. It's wide. Gebhardt on the pick. Strolls down for Fort Loramie and lays it through.
Nice job.
26-6 Fort Loramie. Near travel and backcourt by Rushi's Caitlin Monin. Gives it up to a teammate. Then it's airmailed to Scott. Cross court to Caitlin Monin. Saved inbounds by Sherman to Gubo. She wasn't aware. Fort Loramie gobbles it up. Gebhardt pulls up on the arc. Swings it on top to Gasson. 3 minutes to go in the third. Ball thrown right side to Brandewy. Foul line Gebhardt. 15-foot J. Nice. Boom! She makes it right through. Clara Gebhardt swishes a 16-footer. And Rushi in backcourt. Throws to the scorer's table, out of bounds.
That ball went off Putoff's head. I think she gets the goal for the header.
Rushi with a timeout, 2:46 left in the third. Hey, is Clara Gebhardt going to get a Clancy's tonight, Chuck?
She's playing well.
She is. We'll keep it right here. Tell our listeners all about the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. You buy furniture there at Goffney with assistance from family. That's right. You see, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our spacious showroom offers high-quality furniture and some of everything. Sofas, sectionals, beds, mattresses, chairs, recliners, furniture for every room, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, bar stools, even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make Goffney far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly eight decades now, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery too. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered. After the timeout, Fort Loramie's Dana Rose goes to work inside and banks it in.
Good offensive, nice offensive rebound that time.
Yep, good offensive board, but Dana stuck it back through off the offensive glass. We near the two-minute mark late in the third. 30-6, Fort Loramie's defense has been out of sight. Rushi with the ball head-on at Sophie Francis. Simone Putoff tries to deliver a high screen. Ball drop, picked up, thrown to Francis near midcourt. Down the right side to Caitlin Monin. Ball lobbed errantly inside for Haney. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Redskins on the attack. Dana Rose. Right corner Putoff. Putoff picks up a dribble. Now to Dana. Dana lobbing baseline right to a teammate. Dribble drive below the rim by Kenzie Holscher. Reverse layup goes in miraculously, but she ran out of real estate and was on the line.
They said she stepped out. That was a heck of a shot.
Minute 30 left in the third. Rushi with the ball. Forecourt left at Scott. Baseline left Haney. Haney's tied up momentarily. Throws it right to a Redskin. Lead out. Holscher leaking the other way. Layup good. 32-6, Fort Loramie. Minute 12 to go, third quarter. Backcourt here for Rushi is Haney. Tries to deliver to a teammate. Fort Loramie's got the heat on. Ball fumbled, and we've got a pile of players down on the end line. Fort Loramie had a hand on the ball out of bounds.
Now they had a held ball, but Kenzie was laying out of bounds when she got it.
Right.
Tell you what, Kendall Bonin coming into the game, I haven't really talked much about her. That young lady is an outstanding defender.
Oh, she sure is. Now, she played exceedingly well in the game we covered at Botkins a couple weeks ago here on scoresbroadcast.com.
You can't talk about offensively because they've only scored 6 points. That's Fort Loramie. If they're going, they do this to a lot of teams.
Yeah, Rushi's defense has been fantastic.
Yeah, it has.
So has Fort Loramie's, of course. Rushi's has been stellar. Raiders have not given up much ground, easy for me to say. Fort Loramie, 32 points, three quarters. Steal Fort Loramie. Dana Rose gave it up, got it back, drives to the hole, and scores. 2 points, Dana Rose. 34 seconds to go in the third, 34-6, Fort Loramie. Dribbling down the left side, Simone put off. Fadeaway baseline, 8-foot J, skidded off the rim, out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Well, they outscored New Bremen 20-2 in the third quarter on Tuesday night. They've outscored Rushi 18-2 with 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Well, we mentioned in that second period tonight, Rushi, beware, Fort Loramie may come out a little angry.
Well, they just seem to pick up the intensity.
Yes. No doubt about it. Fort Loramie much more active here in the second half. Here's a baseline 10-foot jump shot. Open shooter. Yes. Poured in by Karamire.
Karamire, yep. Nice jump shot.
Who
good
made
job
it?
Of founding it.
Cross-court feed.
That was Riley Heitkamp.
Riley Heitkamp with the assist. 4 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi's got the ball head on. It's Kendall Monin. Throws to the post to Haney. Missed it from 10 feet out as the buzzer sounded. We played three here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 36, Raiders 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Do not forget, tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jackson Center at Botkins. Big Shelby County Athletic League boys game. Tip off about 7:30 or a little before. Airtime 7 or a little before. We'll feature Anna coach Ken Barhorst in the pregame. He's played both teams. His club does not play tomorrow night. So we talked to Ken Bar. Did I say Ken Barhorst?
We can talk to Ken, but we got to talk to Nate.
Ken Barhorst. Oh, I love Ken Barhorst too. What, 40 years, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. What a terrific job he did. No better newspaper journalist on the sports side than Ken Barhorst. But it was Nate Barhorst, Anna head coach, with whom I spoke a few nights ago. I speak to Ken about every other day on the phone. So that's why I naturally said Ken instead of Nate. Foul called against Fort Loramie as we start play here in the third with the Redskins leading 36-6. Underneath the rim to the right of the basket, the Rushi Raiders will inbound it. ball lobbed into the paint area. And it was Kendall Monin who had it momentarily knocked away by Fort Loramie. Long three-pointer put off, short, hung on the rim. Nice board work down on the inside by the Rushi Raiders, Kate Sherman. Boy, when she goes up, she towers over everybody.
She's a strong girl.
Uh-huh. Here's Haney, 25 feet away for Rushi. Gives it up on top to Putoff. Outside the arc on the left, Rushi still handles. Little move by Sherman in the lane. Oh, that was nifty. Banked
nice.
It in. Oh, fine effort. Kate Sherman, doozy.
Yep, good footwork.
36-8 on the goal by Sherman. She's got two buckets from the floor in this contest. 6:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Over the back foul against Rushi. Again, Chuck, the scoring summary, third quarter. How many did Fort Loramie tally?
20-2. That's their MO this week.
Yep. Third quarter demolition by Fort Loramie, two games in a row. Simply thumping the opponent here at the Fort Loramie gym in the first 8 minutes after halftime. Difference in the game both nights.
Sure. Well, Rushi has done it. They called their timeout, and I watched Coach Timmerman. He was talking about switching that back screen. If you don't switch it, it's a layup every time.
Yep.
And so they're switching it, and now Loramie's having trouble getting the ball there.
Rushi knocked the ball out of bounds. Fort Loramie throws in, holding foul, Raiders. Ball back to Fort Loramie below the basket, inbounding again. Ball thrown, deep left corner, Gasson to put off. Flipped right back to the jump shooter. Gasson, long tray, didn't hit the rim. Rebound down to Rushi. Here comes CeCe Borchers, fumbled at midcourt. Gave it up to Sophie Francis down the right side. Running one-hander, skimmed off the side of the glass. Put off, scrapes it off the floor. Good effort by her. Outlet down the right side to a Redskin player darting in from the right flank. And is it ruled offensive?
That's the same guy that missed the call in the first half, so now he's missed one for each team.
I didn't think the defender was set.
Not even close.
No, Gasson should have been at the stripe shooting two.
Oh, but he evened it up now.
6:17 to go here in the fourth. 36-8, Fort Loramie leads Rushi. Here comes Reese Gubo to the timeline for the Raiders, picked up by Gasson. Reese into the right corner. Gasson with quick hands, tipped it once. Now it's thrown to CeCe Borchers. Good bounce pass low on the left. Extra dish by Rushi to Sherman, who finishes.
Good ball movement that time by the Raiders.
Yep, outstanding. 5:48 to go in the fourth. Here is Rushi out high, pressing, scattered floor. Fort Loramie gets a layup attempt, foul against the Raiders.
Well, when you're playing that half-court trap, if you get the ball in the middle like that,
yep,
and especially somebody with the size of Holscher, she can look down and see, and Brandewee was wide open.
Brandewee has got two. First one, good. 37-10, Fort Loramie, 5:45 to go, fourth quarter.
She is a really good sub coming off the bench. Very good sixth man, sixth woman, whatever you say.
Sixth lady.
Okay.
And she swishes two free throws. Put off and Holscher out for Fort Loramie. Dana Rose still on the floor. 38-10 Redskins. 5:35 to go here in the fourth. Baseline drive, Rushi, and it's booted out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Baseline left to the rim. Kendall Monin throws in for the Raiders. Look for CeCe Borchers, couldn't find her. Threw it to the post. Here's Reese Gubo. Foul line extended right, around and out. Rebound Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed out ahead to Corinne Heitkamp. Gave it up, got it back.
Wow.
It scored. That's transition extra. That was a bonus for the night.
Extra. You give the ball up, and then Gasson did a great job of finding her.
One more pass, and that deserved a beautiful driving layup. Tie up at the other end with 5:12 to go in the fourth, and Fort Loramie leading 40-10.
29 turnovers now for the Raiders.
Chuck, have you ever seen a Division IV girls team run the break as neatly as the Redskins have done?
No.
Year after year, game after game?
Every year. What they don't have this year that they've had in the past is they don't have an outstanding three-point shooter.
Right. Here's Dana Rose down low on the right. Sherman gets a hand on the ball. Rose fights through it, goes up strong, gets the two-pointer. Foul, Rushi. Dana Rose flexing her muscle.
Dana trying to take that Clancy's away from Claire.
Free throw Dana hits every centimeter of the rim and dances home. Right through. That's the way she planned it.
It's turned into a 33-point game now.
43-10, Fort Loramie, 4:46 to go, fourth quarter. CC Borchers down the left side, drives, overshoots, but she is clunked right on the arm. Couple of free throws here for CC Borchers of Rushi. Borchers, a 5'8 sophomore guard.
All their scorings come out of underclassmen. I mean, I know they only have 10, but you know the future looks pretty good for the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time this season, just one or two seniors have started. Oftentimes, at least two softs in the starting lineup, maybe a third. Ella Haney, a junior, is a regular in the starting five. But a lot of experience and talent coming back next year. Free throws, Borchers made one, missed one.
Made them both.
Made them both. Scoreboard late in registering the additional point. Here's a pass by Fort Loramie into the middle to Dana Rose. And she twirled around, was about ready to shoot. The ball was on her hip. And it rolled away.
I was going to say, they had them down to five. They've got 12.
That scoreboard was all over the place.
They made two free throws and got a negative seven.
4:21 to go in the fourth. 43-12, Fort Loramie. Reese Gubo, long triple. Got it from way outside. Good-looking jumper by Reese Gubo. 5'6", sophomore guard. Countering Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Rimmed it from three. Inside jumper, Gebhardt. Yes! Nice offensive rebound and shot by Clara Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. 45-15. Baseline drive. Ashley Scott pulls up. Shot deflected off the side of the board. Dana Rose recovers, but she's out of bounds. 3:50 left to go here in the fourth. 45-15 Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the rim. Gubo to trigger. It is thrown in the corner to Haney. High left to Borchers. Straight away, Gubo jacks up a three. Swish! She's got it. Reese Gubo again. Fine-looking form. Excellent shot, Maurice. Two in a row from downtown. 45-18, Fort Loramie. Dribbling for the Redskins is Meyer, 25 feet away. Down the right side to Colleen Brandewee. Straight away to Gasson, 3:22 to go. Chuck, when you look at these points netted by the Raiders here tonight, I think virtually all by underclassmen.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone has been, yes.
Yeah. Here's Dana Rose in the lane, tries to dish it cross court, and Simone Putoff sticks up a mitt and makes the interception.
That should be nothing but a shot.
Right. Yep. Dana could have delivered that one to the rim. Steal midcourt. Rose scrapes it off the hardwood. Gives it up in the lane to Gebhardt. Fadeaway eight-footer. Yes. Clara Gebhardt working on the Clancy's.
Yeah, she looks hungry.
She's playing that way. Wow.
She's playing really well.
Uh-huh. 47-18, Fort Loramie. 2:37 to go. Can Reese Gubo shake free for another three-pointer?
Well,
here it is. It was in and out. It was below the rim. About the time I made the remark, Rushi heard me, flipped it to Reese, flipped it right to her, and that ball was below.
Three-quarters of the way down for it to pop back out.
It tickled the twine.
Yeah, it did.
The net moved. Ball snapped out. Rebound was batted out of bounds by Fort Loramie with 2:26 to go here in the fourth. And Fort Loramie ahead of Rushi, 47-18. Baseline left. Sophie Francis for Rushi inbounding. Finds a teammate, Caitlin Monin, baseline left. And Clara Gebhardt thumps it out of bounds.
Caitlin got a big smile on her face. All that is a block shot.
Right.
Just go back out there and play.
The Raiders retain the ball. Here's Ashley Scott open from three. Chucks one up. It hit the front iron. Kicked into the lane. Jump ball. Rushi still controls. Down to 2:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Baseline right of the rim. Raiders look for the open player. It goes to Sophie Francis in the right corner. Into the lane area. On top to Ashley Scott. Sherman foul line. Dribbled it. Should have looked at the rim maybe. Had a shot from 10. Put it on the deck. Got into trouble. Fort Loramie did jam it out of bounds. Still retaining the ball, Rushi.
You gotta learn to square up and go up strong when you're within 6-8 feet of the basket and you're 6 feet tall.
Yeah, Kate's gonna be a player at Rushi, no question. Here's the ball dished into the post area by Rushi, picked off by Putoff of Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Riley Heitkamp, 1:50 to go here in the fourth. Right side pass, Clara Gebhardt. Cross court, Dana Rose. Puts it on the deck, drives. Missed it too hard. Put off. Volleyballs the rebound. And it's into the hands of a Raider. 1:35 to go in the fourth. 47-18 Fort Loramie. High left, Caitlin Monin. Top of the circle, Sherman. Right side, Scott tries to go back door to Francis. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Riley Heitkamp down the floor with 1:17 to go in the game. 25 feet away on the right is Jaden Putoff, and the official gets a timeout to allow subs to enter. Both coaches respond. 74 ticks left on the clock here in the fourth. Ball inbounded by Clara Gebhardt of Fort Loramie to Riley Heitkamp. Back to Clara. Looks down inside for a teammate. Aubrey Baker was available momentarily. Rushi got a hand on it, smacked it over the center line, and it rolled out of bounds at the far end.
I think they caught it over and back.
Aha. Yep, sure did. 47-18 Fort Loramie. Defense tonight, superlative by both teams. Fort Loramie just simply decided to generate some offense in the second half. Here comes Clara Gebhardt out for Fort Loramie. Good applause. She deserves it. Rushi inbounding below the rim. Low on the left. It's caught and laid in. Well done by Simone Putoff. Strong move. Stared it from 5 feet away and rolled that one down through the cylinder. Bad pass, Fort Loramie out of bounds. 56.6 to go in the fourth. 47-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins beat Findlay Liberty Benton here a few Saturdays ago, 37-20. Here is Rushi attacking, forecourt to our left. Errant pass into the Raiders bench with 44 ticks to go. Well, the Rushi Raiders have gone through a gauntlet of tough opponents. Fifth straight, really challenging foe. Rushi will go 0-5 during this stretch. Will drop to 5-6 on the year. Fort Loramie to 12-0. 32 seconds remaining. 47-20 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Their effort tonight has been outstanding, even on both sides of the floor.
Oh, yeah. No question. Yeah. Effort has been supreme. Ball tipped away by Rushi. Here come the Raiders' forecourt. Caitlin Monin. Jump shooter foul line, Sophie Francis. Ball popped away by Fort Loramie. Sophie hustles after it, gets it. Raiders working around in the corner. Fort Loramie tags it out of bounds with 10 seconds to go. Well, the Rushi Raiders, after tonight, return to action against Houston on January 9th. Monday, January 11th, the night Ohio State plays Alabama. Rushi plays Newton. Here is Rushi, or I should say Fort Loramie, inbounding, dribbling to midcourt, buzzer sounds, and that ends it. Fort Loramie 47 and Rushi 20. Next game for the Redskins, Saturday on the road at Jackson Center before Fort Loramie returns here for games on January 14th and 16th against Anna and Ottawa-Glandorf. We'll be here for both of those games on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie now 11-0. My mistake, 12-0. Beat New Bremen on Tuesday to go to 11-0. Fort Loramie now 12-0. Ruchi Raiders 5-6. Having dropped five straight to very strong teams, Anna, Tri-Village, Botkins, Minster, and now Fort Loramie. Again on Saturday, Ruchi hosts Houston and then entertains Newton on Monday, January 11th. Hoing and Hoing Builders here on scoresbroadcast.com, one of our fine underwriting sponsors, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northwest of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. Offering services including custom home building, custom home interiors, remodels, additions, outbuildings, pavilions, and commercial buildings too. With over 200 years of experience among its current employees, Hoing and Hoing is one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing in Anna has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For info and how to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144, hoingandhoingbuilders.com. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing. So many thanks tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. As always, Custom Foam Products, a world-class supplier. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, all three in Fort Loramie. Thank you very much. They are with us every single Fort Loramie game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Scoreboard has been wiped clean. Final tally is what?
47-20. Nice effort. I mean, Ruchi put 14 points on the board in the fourth quarter. They were led in scoring by Kate Sherman, had six, and Reed Scupo had those two threes, four, and she had six. They got three from CeCe Borchers and three from Ella Haney and two from Simone Putoff, 20 for the game. Loramie led in scoring by Dana Rose with 15. They got 10 from Clara Gephardt, 8 from Holscher, 6 from Brandwee, and then 2 from Gass and 2 from Corrine Heitkamp, 2 from Kara Meyer, and 2 from Jaden Putoff. They scored 47 for the game. And the Clancy's players of the game for Ruchi, I'm going to go with Reese Gubo. And for Loramie, Clara Gephardt. She played outstanding, and she deserves it.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And thank you, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. A new underwriting sponsor on Scores and on scoresbroadcast.com, easy for me to say. Steve and Ted Services, 8315 State Route 119 in Anna. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, and they have built an excellent reputation providing quality products and services at good prices. Steve and Ted Services, servicing, repairing, selling, and installing residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve and Ted's in Anna. Thanks so much to our anchor sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution, 10.5 years here on scoresbroadcast.com for Dickman. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? A couple of new underwriting sponsors. They are Anchors, Osgood Bank, Osgood, Chickasaw, and Mercer County, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, too. Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, OsgoodBank.com. And SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Again, Chuck, our final score was?
47-20.
47-20. Fort Loramie with a good week, defeating New Bremen 56-17 on Tuesday, downing Rushi tonight by a score of 47-20. Tell you what, Chuck, Rushi, talented, youthful. It's a program that we are going to be talking about in girls' high school basketball for the next several years.
Well, they're well coached, and they made their adjustments. I mean, they got beat by a team that's going to probably beat everybody on their schedule. So, and no shame in getting beat tonight.
Rushi girls now 3-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League, 5-6 overall. Keep in mind, the Rushi team does have games with a couple clubs ahead of them yet, Bodkins and Anna. So Rushi can still make a run at that second place spot. Anna's in command there with a mark of 4-1. Anna, Fort Loramie play next Thursday. We'll cover that game here on Scores Broadcast. And a week from Saturday, it is Fort Loramie hosting Ottawa Glandorf, number one in the state in girls D3, I believe. OG was number one. So that should be quite a matchup 1 week from Saturday. Again, tomorrow night, tip-off 7:30, airtime about 7 on Scores Broadcast and WMVR as Bodkins plays Jackson Center in a crucial SCAL boys clash. For our online audience, our radio audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have defeated the Raiders 47-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.